I'll now hand over to Alison.
The Norwich City and Norfolk County Councils were both in the news this week. The City Council was criticised for spending £5 million on freelancers and agency staff in a year, and the council was petitioned to avoid the risk of homeless people starving to death. At the County Council, cuts and tax rises are looming. There's fury over the proposals to increase the costs of waste disposal, while the debate over devolution, possibly joining up with Suffolk, continues. Phil will read the first of the council stories.
Big spenders at City Hall have splurged a whopping £5 million on freelancers and agency staff in just 1 year. The huge bill is a massive 240% increase in such a spending since 2020, at a time when councils are claiming poverty and looking to hike tax. Norwich City Council is facing a financial black hole, previously warning it needs to find £9.5 million in savings. Lucy Galvin, leader of the Green Group, said spending on interim staff has ballooned over the last 4 years. The Labour Cabinet has to get this under control as a matter of urgency and ensure that the council does not have to pay over the odds for temporary staff. Some staff are needed, but unchecked growth is costing a fortune. Mike Stonard, council leader, hit back and said many local authorities were facing the same issues.
A petition signed by more than 500 people has urged Norwich City Council to review its homeless shelter policy to avoid the risk of people freezing to death on the streets this winter. Representatives from the Green Party put together the petition in response to a letter sent to the Guardian newspaper last December. In it, a city charity worker claimed that a homeless man had been told to walk around a 24-hour shop all night to keep out of freezing temperatures because no emergency accommodation was available. The petition calls for City Hall to confirm that overnight winter shelters will be open every day of the week this winter, as well as to review the severe weather emergency protocol so that it takes into account all forms of extreme weather and not just temperature.
More than £33 million of further cuts and savings, including some which politicians say they do not want to make, are looming as Norfolk County Council struggles to balance its books. The Conservative-controlled council needs to plug a £45 million spending gap next year and has revealed some details of where the axe could fall to save £33.6 million. It includes cutting £16.5 million from adult social care, £7 million from children's services and £6 million from infrastructure spending. And the share of council tax, which goes to County Hall, is also likely to go up yet again, with options to hike it by 3%, 5% or more than 5%. Some £20 million is earmarked to be saved by reducing how many elderly and vulnerable people end up in costly care homes by helping them stay in their own homes with support. Thousands more streetlights could be switched off to save £200,000, and £2 million of cuts from housing-related support services for vulnerable people. The council also plans to save £2.8 million by reviewing how it provides housing with care and intends to spend £200,000 less on library materials such as books. The controversial move to bring in timed slots for recycling centres and to change charging for trade waste at recycling centres, slammed by small businesses, are part of a bid to save more than £350,000.
More changes at Norfolk's tips have sparked anger, with small traders warning they could have to pass on fees to get rid of trade waste to customers. Norfolk County Council is changing how much it charges businesses to get rid of rubbish, such as garden waste, rubble, scrap metal, plasterboard and timber at the 7 recycling centres which accept it. And companies offering services such as gardening, landscaping and house clearances said they could go under or have to pass extra costs on to customers. While the council charges for the disposal of such trade waste, at the moment it's calculated per bag. But from November it will be done according to the size of vehicles and how full they are.
District council leaders said they must be included in discussions to secure a new devolution deal for Norfolk, potentially including Suffolk. With the Labour government pulling the plug on a £600 million deal for Norfolk, Sue Holland, Broadland District Council leader, said she is now open to a cross-border deal and a mayor for the two counties. The idea of a joint Norfolk-Suffolk deal has not been well received by some councillors, with a similar proposal having collapsed in 2016.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Alison Aplin, and Phil Harrison. Stephen Bumfrey and Jane Pratt are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, another feature, and the promised poem.